Harry Markopoulos described a nearly 9-year investigation into Madoff's activities and multiple attempts to alert the SEC to what could be the largest financial fraud in U.S. history, possibly reaching $50 billion. Markopoulos said the SEC is an agency intimidated by Wall Street fund managers and in need of a thorough house cleaning if it is to competently fight securities and capital markets fraud. Describing an operation that involved numerous feeder funds, a dozen of which he says have yet to be publicly identified, he said the SEC ignored numerous red flags or warnings about Madoff between 2000 and 2008.
Unfortunately, the SEC staff lacks the financial expertise and is incapable of understanding the complex financial instruments being traded in the 21st century.
In testimony often sounding like a spy novel, Markopoulos said he and his team feared for their lives at various points as they dug deeper into Madoff's fund activities. Markopoulos described wearing gloves to avoid leaving fingerprints on documents he provided to officials at one point. He praised two officials in the Boston branch of the SEC who supported his probe, one of which he quoted as describing the SEC as having dropped the ball and calling the Madoff matter a clear and present danger to U.S. capital markets. Markopoulos says Madoff could easily have built his operation into a $100 billion fraud without being stopped by the SEC, which he says is responsible for broad failures contributing to the U.S. financial crisis.
When an entire industry that you were supposed to be regulating disappears due to unregulated, unchecked greed, then you are both a captive regulator and a failed regulator. You have no excuses, but you darn well have a lot of explaining to do to the American taxpayers. And you darn well better be apologizing to the Madoff victims.
Citing ongoing investigations and the SEC lawsuit against Madoff for securities and investment advisor fraud, SEC Division of Enforcement Director Linda Thompson declined to go into specifics.
We are not authorized to provide specific information about matters under active investigation or past regulatory activities in this matter. We simply cannot jeopardize the process of holding the perpetrators accountable.
Thompson and SEC officials said the agency is considering changes and improvements in its ability to detect fraud. But New York Democrat Gary Ackerman exploded at one point in anger at SEC witnesses.
You've told us nothing, and I believe that's your intention. I figured you'd leave your blindfolds and your duct tape and your earplugs behind, but you seem to be wearing them today.
Subcommittee Chairman Paul Kanjorski said the Madoff matter underscores the need for Congress to strengthen securities regulation.
The world, however, has now changed, and the motor is broken beyond repair. We therefore need to invent a new engine to ensure that the securities regulatory system reflects today's realities and can respond effectively to tomorrow's innovations.
Republican Scott Garrett said the alleged Madoff fraud resulted more from a lack of coordination and information sharing among regulators, but he pointed to SEC failure to implement long-planned operational changes.
At least some of the things, had they been implemented earlier, at least in this case, it appears that the improprieties would have been discovered much earlier.
The House hearing was the second on the Madoff matter and was held as majority Democrats planned legislative steps aimed at tightening financial market and securities regulation. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.